Cap and trade is a shorthand name for a complex program that charges certain industries an annual fee tied to the amount of greenhouse gases they release. Approved in California's landmark climate legislation, AB 32, 10 years ago, it's now able to disperse many millions of dollars each year for a long list of climate protection measures. One small piece of that money is for agriculture programs, explains Renata Brillinger, executive director of the Sebastopol-based California Climate and Agriculture Network.
We focus on agricultural issues, so we're really trying to find incentives and resources for farmers to employ practices that have climate benefits. There are several chunks of money that have been allocated already to agriculture. We'd like to see that continue and increase. And then we're also working hard to secure one last program, which is called the Healthy Soils Initiative, and it would be $20 million a year.
But getting that will require legislative action to release funds that are currently being held back, and it has to happen before a rapidly approaching deadline.
The legislature has until the end of August, when its session ends, to write a bill that would do that, and we're hoping they will do that. A lot of environmental groups, a lot of environmental justice groups are urging the legislature to act. This is a crisis on our hands. We don't think that money should just sit there idly.
As for the Healthy Soils Program itself, Brillinger says it would fund efforts to take carbon out of the atmosphere and return it to the ground and the plants growing in it.
You can do it through compost, through cover crops, crops that are grown in between the main cash crops to pull nitrogen out of the air. Those are extremely good for fertility. You can do it through planting perennial crops, woody crops. The actual plant has carbon in it. You can do it through sometimes managed grazing. The animals themselves can build soil. Biodiversity on farms, things like riparian corridors, hedgerows.
This would complement three already funded programs. One that supports water efficiency measures, another which finances easements to keep ag lands in production, and a newer one to install methane digesters at dairy farms. Brillinger says that even after just a couple of years, the first two are already showing results.
In the water conservation program, 300 or so farms have been funded to improve their water efficiency, and that's fairly clearly happening. There are hundreds of acres of farmland that are in the process of being put into easement. That takes some time.
She's hoping that documentation might encourage state lawmakers to release more of the sequestered cap and trade funds in the coming fiscal year budget. But Brillinger notes that this issue is being debated in the shadow of a much larger question: the future of the entire cap-and-trade program.
The bill that put cap-and-trade in place and that put a number of other climate programs in place sunsets in 2020. And there's a major battle going on about whether it will be extended. It's critical, of course, in our opinion, that it is, that we not only continue at that level of addressing climate change, but step it up, because we're on target to meet the goals that were set for 2020, but we have to keep being more and more ambitious if we're going to really do our part in addressing this global crisis.
And she adds, the world will be watching as that decision is made.
California is very much blazing a trail on this. There is no other comprehensive cap-and-trade program in the country. There's no question that a lot of people are paying attention, and that's one of the reasons we think it's so critical that agriculture be included in this suite of tools, because there's so much import globally.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.